on the golf course, there are the obvious hazards. There's the pond, the bunker.
That's homegrown music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, got a Father's Day program coming up right here.
Happy Father's Day. Yep, this is Father's Day. We're going to concentrate on fathers because last month, if you recall, our last throwback episode, they picked on the mothers. And this time we're going to pick on the fathers. And mostly they're pretty good. There's pretty good fathers that we're going to highlight. There's a couple that maybe kind of...
None of those.
Oh, yeah. Rapscallions, maybe a couple of them like that. So. The other thing is anniversary for us is our first year here on the show. I think we started out, here's my old, we started on June 17th. So
June 17th, that'll be tomorrow, actually.
Yeah. 1 year. Yeah, I was going to say 10 years.
10 years.
Not 10 years.
You aged us right out of existence, probably.
I hope I'll be around 10 years.
Let's be optimistic.
Yeah, we'll be optimistic. So anniversary of our first show here, and anybody that would like to be a sponsor, I'm sure can hook them up.
Well, sure.
Keep this thing going. So talk to John.
Give us a call. Talk to Tom. Talk to Mike.
Talk to those guys.
Talk to Dale.
They can hook you up. So a little later on, there's another anniversary I want to celebrate. It's kind of a personal thing, and we'll get around to that later on.
Okay.
The other thing is we've got John Poncherello, alias Eric Estrada, has been in town, actually. And I was trying to think of something to play for him, but I can't think. And there's he's best known as the Chips guy.
Yeah.
There from the California Highway Patrol guy.
Yeah, we picked out some car songs to play, too.
We have some in honor of the car show. That's
saluting the car show.
Right. So we got a few car themes in there, too. So that's kind of the divergent threads that we're going to try to sew together.
Yeah, a lot of threads going on here.
So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
It's good when your threads stay in place.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll thread them all together. Hopefully.
Thread them all together.
Yeah, all right.
Well, who should we, what do you, there's a great Father's Day song coming first. Right?
This is a friend of mine that I used to play with a few years back. I haven't seen him quite as much in the last couple of years. He's from the great, that's not the city, I don't know what it is up there. It's around Herrick, Illinois, if you know where Herrick's at, up Highway 51. He's out in the countryside. His name is Steve Clark, and we had a band a couple of years together. I guess we could, you know, put the band signal up in the sky, we can get the band back together anytime, I guess. But it's called Rural Rights Revival, which was Steve's idea. Really good guitar player, banjo player, harmonica, and lead singer. And here's a song that going to kick the show off with a Father's Day song. It's this is called Single Daddy. So some of the trials and tribulations maybe of being a single father. So he's going to tell you about them.
Stick shift. left since he was just 9. A teenager sure got here fast. Thank God I have memories to hold from the past. Kept a spare key in the old woodshed, in the pocket of the hunting coat with a note that read, Caleb James, I'll be home early if it rains. Signed, Dad. Toys fade into books and friends. What's gone is gone, it won't come back again. And I'll remember that year and his first deer, how we relived that moment all week long. Sunshine and water and sand. We climbed the mountains, drifted rivers. We've had our days like Huckleberry Finn. And I remember our first duet. Coach Strummer, the best I've heard yet. We shared the music and the memory. I remember I could not believe my ears. And we always kept a spare key in the old woodshed, in the pocket of the hunting coat with a note that read, Caleb James, I'll be home early if it rains. You got. They need someone to hold to. Don't let them slide, they'll grow away from you. Then they'll be gone.
Swamp, good start.
You see what I mean about Steve? Good
yes,
picking, good singing, all that.
That picking was picking, yeah.
And it's a true song too. His son, he mentioned Caleb. I know Caleb myself, and he grew up to be a fine young guy, and he's got his own son now, so Steve's grandfather.
Oh.
And so the story continues.
It just rolls on.
Yep, keep on rolling. So
all right. I'd love to hear something else by Steve.
Yeah.
You got something there, yeah?
Here's another one. The title didn't come to me before, but it's actually called Guitar Rag, and it's written by Merle Travis, and this will feature some of Steve's guitar picking here. So, Guitar Rag by Merle Travis, played and performed by Steve Clark.
There's a fella awful lucky, so the way he makes his guitar moan. He hangs around, plays around the company store, picking like a chicken, picking up corn. gals in the county come and gather around, cause he's got rhythm in his bones. Then the feet start scooting in a shuffling drag every time they hear the rhythm of a guitar rag. And when he gets that tone, he can make you moan. And when he starts picking and plucking them strings, he can make the deacon do the bucking wing. Well, the fat and the skinny all give a little shimmy and the head start to wiggle and wag. Then the feet start scooting in a shuffling drag every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. There's a fella awful lucky for the way he makes his guitar moan. Well, he hangs around, plays around the company store, picking like a chicken, picking out corn. Well, all the gals in the county come and gather around, cause he's got rhythm in his bone. Then the feet start scooting in a shuffling drag every time they hear the rhythm on the guitar rag. Yeah, when he gets that tone, he can make you moan. And when he starts picking and plucking those strings, he can make the deacon do the bucking wing. Well, the fat and the skinny all give a little shimmy and the head start to wiggle and wag. Then the feet start scooting and the shuffling drag every time they hear the rhythm of the guitar rag. Let me hear that guitar rag.
Ragging that guitar.
Yeah, man. You like that song, didn't you, John?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's get the blood rolling.
Yeah,
know,
buddy.
Sunday
yeah.
night.
That's all right, man.
Yeah. Getting back on the father's idea
yeah.
here.
This
next one, dad starts out not being not being a, just a four-star dad or anything, he picks up some steam at the end here in this one.
He does. This is an old song. I really don't know how old it is. It's called Everybody Works But Father, and I'm holding the album in my hand right now, and we are doing a little vinyl on this show. It might be
vinyl. You'll hear a little of the vinyl static that you don't get to hear on the radio much,
right,
and
right.
It kind of brings back the old days.
Yeah,
here
old days for John there.
The WGEL, when we had records that were actually being spun around here, and you get that old, what they call the needle burn on the front of the song.
Right.
You'd have to order another copy.
Oh, there you go.
If you didn't want to hear that real crunchy stuff at the beginning of a tune.
This guy in St. Louis has a show called Bob's Scratchy Records.
And, Bob's Scratchy.
That's all he plays. Scratchy Records. But hey, I tell you, man, I grew up on them. I love them. And I sacrificed a little bit of audio quality for you know, if you got a good song, it's still a good song.
Yeah.
So, this is one of my favorites. In fact, I named my son partly for this guy. His name is Norman Blake. He's still with us. He's pushing maybe about 80 along there now. He had quite a past. He played with a lot of different people. Played with Johnny Cash for several years. He's on the Johnny Cash TV show when Cash had a show. He played with John Hartford. He played with Chris Christopherson, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, you name it, he pretty much played as a session man and a side man. But Norman Blake is his name again. And once again, my son is his name, Blake. I wanted to name my son after John Hartford and Norman Blake. And I thought, well, he could have been Norman John. But I like Blake Hartford better. So that's a tribute to those two guys.
All right.
And so we got Norman Blake doing Everybody Works But Father. And like I say, I've got an old... look at the album, they got an old reprint of a picture. It looks like it's from the turn of last century, and so I think it's probably a song from along in there. But Father you know, starts out a scallywag a little bit, you might say, but I think he changes ways.
Well, that's good. It's so, good. Yeah. It's good to grow into the job. You know? Whatever you got in front of you.
So anyway, he turned into a positive role model, I think, by the end of the song. So.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Every morning at 6 o'clock, I go to my work. Overcoat buttoned up around my neck, no job would I shirk. Icy winds blow around my head, cutting at my face. I'll tell you what I'd like to have is my dear old father's place. Everybody works for father, he lays around all day. Feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann. Everybody works around our house but my old man. Beating carpets, father said he simply was a prince. We took all of mother's carpet out and hung it on the fence. Then mother said, now beat it, dear, with all your might and main. Father, he just beat it back to the fireside again. And everybody works but father, he lays around all day. Feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann. Everybody works around our house but my old man. Everybody works but father, he's gonna work next week. Bought him a pick and a shovel, gonna dig out the Cater Street. Mother's quit taking in washing, and so has Sister Ann. Everybody takes vacation but my old man. And everybody works but father, he lays around all day. Feet stretched out to the fire, smoking his pipe of clay. Mother takes in washing, and so does Sister Ann. Everybody works around our house but my old man.
A story of redemption, and
that's right.
Mighty fine music will go with it.
Yeah, Norman Blake.
And this guy can pick too.
This guy, man, he's a picker, all right. And I want to do a little example of his picking on this. It's an instrumental called Black Mountain Rag, and just about everybody that's a flat picker has probably played this song. Doc Watson, on, and just all those guys usually tear it up. And this is Norman Blake's version of it, and it started a. Started life as a fiddle tune, and then the guitar players liked it, and they kind of took it over, I think, almost.
And those guitar players swiping from the fiddle players.
They do that.
It's fair game, but...
Sounds good on guitar, I'll tell you that.
Let's Ray do it.
So we got Norman again. Thank you.
some flat picking there.
Man, I tell you what, that guy can do it, can he?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, yeah. Father's Day program working its way right along here.
Yeah, it's coming along, isn't it? I guess, do we want to do some car?
Do some car.
Music here.
Do some car music. We just had the big car show downtown here,
yeah.
And we need to do at least a couple of car songs tonight.
Yeah.
That these guys that do this one, this is kind of a stretch now, Swamp. But we know that their lead guitar guy spent some time in Southern Illinois.
That's right.
It's a true story, and I think you know a lot about that story.
I know something about it. Actually, we're talking about George Harrison from the band called, the Beatles were their name, right?
Beatles, yeah.
The Beatles. Yeah. George was the first Beatle in America. He had a sister named Louise who lived down in Southern Illinois around Benton, I think. And they have a bed and breakfast there that kind of commemorates George's stay down there. And he came down to see his sister before the Beatles were... Beatles were picking up steam in England and didn't quite hit here yet, so I think it was in 63 he might have been down here, and the people are all crazy about it. He went to the VFW and played guitar
and they recognized talent.
And they're like, hey, we can get your gig, and he said, well, I've got a band back across the water.
I think
they're going to do all right.
they might make it somewhere someday.
Yeah, so it was another, but George Harrison and they're the Beatles, obviously, we're talking about. And this is off an album called Yesterday and Today. And I think this is one of your favorite Beatles songs.
Oh, it is. There's no doubt about it. Plus, you would tell me that George had his Stratocaster out on this.
Yeah, I think it might have been the first recording George used his Fender Stratocaster on, which kind of changes his sound a little bit. He kind of favored big Gretsch guitars. It gets a little technical, but every guitar's kind of got its own tone to it and everything.
Yeah.
He kind of liked Gretsch guitars. Chet Atkins always played one. He looked up Chet Atkins. And they're okay rock and roll guitar, but the Fender is really kind of the rock and roll guitar pretty much.
Rock and roll guitar, and here it is.
Yeah.
So, and the name of the song is...
You got it, John?
Baby, you can drive my car.
That's right.
Yes.
Maybe I'll love you.
And maybe. Yes. Here we go.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star of the screen. But you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Understood. Working with peanuts is all very fine, but I can show you a better time. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drive my car. Stop. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I
Well, that's our salute to the car show for this
car show
year.
There.
Yeah, that was a good car show. Good car show song.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Drive my car, baby.
Got back on the Father's Day theme.
Let's go back to Father's Day.
Talk about this one a little bit.
And this is a homegrown one, also by our old buddy Craig Baumberger, and it's a song called "Coming Down," and this has to do with his. He actually mentions his mother in the song too. Who is not really the focus of the song, but she died at, I think, a fairly young age. I didn't really know her. We both knew Fred. Fred is the pretty much the focus of this song, Fred Baumberger.
Well, yeah. So, well, did we? Yes.
Anybody who lived around Greenville knew Fred.
Yes, he was, yes. Worked here at the radio station for about 10 years.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Did a heck of a job.
Various.
A farm guy and just all around
Real civic,
good
civic
oar
money.
In the water to have. There,
yeah, for
Fred.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah, we got to have.
Past Gerald Turley, recipient award winner, and he was quite a guy.
Very, very civic minded, I would say.
Oh yeah,
good community.
Was on the school board and just about every other board, and out at the Bond County Fair and.
He's active in getting 911, I think.
Yes.
Very active on that.
Yeah, he just grabbed the bull by the horns on that one. He really did.
Yeah. Fred was a good guy. Anybody knew him. And anyway, so this song is really pretty much about Fred, I think, and called "Coming Down Again." And it's, you know, how we age, and we're all finding this out. And we're just not the same people, you know. Most people are about three people in one lifetime, I think.
Can I tell an interesting story about Fred?
If you're sure, it's your show, okay. All right.
I got
my interest here.
Fred was kind of, as he was getting up in age, he wasn't moving quite as fast as he used to. And he was having trouble getting across the street here one day at the corner of Watson's and across to the post office there. He decided, well, tomorrow I'll bring my cane along. And he said when he stepped up to that curb with that cane, says, cars stopped in all four directions.
There you go.
He said, I found the cure for slowing cars down. So I think I'm about ready to try Fred's old gamut with the
cane.
There
you go. Yeah. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
I guess they see a lady pushing a little baby carriage and or a man with a cane, and you get the right away.
I remember one of Fred's birthdays, somebody gave him a cane and had a little honk honk horn on the thing. So he got a big kick out of that.
I never saw that. I wish I had.
Yeah. The other thing I like to, I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but I'm playing on this song, and this is an interesting story. Doesn't have anything to do with Fred, but there's a guy a couple years ago named Bob Swofford who ran a gas station in Pokey, maybe mid-60s, I know late 60s anyway, and he would have people come off the road, and he didn't play music himself, but he always had an eye out for musical instruments, and one day a guy came in late 60s and had a Dobro in the back seat, and Bob spotted him and said, what do you have for that Dobro? And the guy said, well, I gave $6 for it.
$6?
So I'd have to have $6. So Bob picked it up, and I was good friends with Bob's son, Dave, and we would trot that thing out. Dave didn't play, but I'd whack around on the thing even before I knew I was doing much on guitar. Very cool guitar. Craig actually ended up with it. He bought two Dobros and an old banjo off of Bob Swofford. And so the Dobro break you hear in the middle of the song is me playing on this Dobro that's been changed to be played like a guitar. Most Dobros have the square neck on them, and you can't play them like a guitar, and they have the action about an inch off the fingerboard.
Yeah.
But this one's been converted, and therefore kind of we took it down natural and showed to George Gruen, who's the expert, and he said it's basically ruined. So the guy that... converted the neck into a guitar neck.
That was it.
It killed
Dobro.
It became
an expensive Dobro became a cheap guitar.
Exactly. Yeah. Which if that hadn't been modified, it'd probably been, you know, it was like a 1928 or 29 or something. I think it was. We found out.
Whoa.
The age on the thing, but anyway, yeah. It's
the Dobros I've seen for sale there. They're proud of them.
Yeah.
Prices are
kind of high end.
Yeah.
And this is an old one too. So if it had been in any kind of good shape, it would get, you know, quite a bit of money. But
okay.
Anyway, Craig still got it. And I just want to point that out. You hear this solo in the middle of the song.
And, all right. Well, let's call the name of the song again.
It's called Coming Down.
Coming Down. Craig Baumberger. Got our buddy Fred here.
If you knew him way back when, before the steel began to bend, I might not recognize him now with the changes time has made. He is still down there deep inside, where memories find a place to hide all the things he'd done and the things he tried back in the better days. In 41 he left the farm. Well, he went to wear the uniform. When the war was done, he sailed back home to a farm and a GI loan. First came love and then came marriage. Babies riding in a carriage. Buy a house and make a home. That's the way that things were done. Coming home. Nothing felt so good like coming home. Pieces of the puzzle were falling into line when they found the secrets they'd been sent to find. Not a sound, or they seldom spoke a word or made a sound. That circle till it made the final turn. How good it felt when the end came rolling around. Two horse team out shucking corn, cutting timber to build a barn. Oh, the drought hit hard in 54. They'd seen hard times before. They made a living and raised the kids like families in the 50s did, hoping for the future, but living in the better days. For 30 years they lived alive until the cancer took his wife. Oh, you could not recognize her from the changes time had made. She was still down there deep inside, where memories find a place to hide all the things she'd done and the things she tried back in the better days. Coming down, you could almost feel the curtain coming down. Pieces of the puzzle were falling into line. We were face to face with the truth that we all find. Not a sound, no, we seldom spoke a word or made a sound. Just waited for the circle to make the final turn. Just waited for the end. The pieces of the puzzles start falling into line. Leave us face to face with the truth that we all find. Not a sound.
Swamp, that's a dandy.
Yeah, that was a nice tune, wasn't it? Tribute to Fred Baumberger there.
I'm surprised I haven't heard that one before, but I'm glad you brought it in.
Kind of the story of Fred's life, and then you get a little bit of Craig in there, too. You know,
As our Father's Day program continues. Speaking of Fred,
yeah,
he and some boys out there did some music.
Years ago, they called it the Polecat Orchestra.
And we have a sample.
Yes, we do.
Right here. Of the Polecat Orchestra, and we're going to play it right about now. Would that work? Here we go with the Polecat Orchestra. Major networks, hardly ever play that. But
good steady away from Polka.
We had a real good time doing that.
Yeah. That's off Courtney said they kind of played around Reno area. Some of the notes that Craig has on here, a fellow named Max Hensley played guitar. Neil Hensley played mandolin. You hear the mandolin pretty prominent. Those guys. And they're probably all passed away at this point. Fred Baumberger played washboard, which is not real audible, but supposedly on there. Keith Baumberger, his brother, played a wash tub bass. They recorded a single record in the 1930s sometime. A guy named Violas Fink, F-I-N-K-E, furnished a Zenith recorder and played accordion just because we heard that song.
Accordion was in there, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And Craig said, recording used by permission Fred Baumberger. So anyway, so they got out of 78. Well, it was more or less like a 78, I guess, back in those days. So, it's a Polecat. Great
Polecat Orchestra.
Great name for
a real group. Tribute to a great dad.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So anyway, we salute Fred there. Good father. So.
There you go. Yes. Hey, Swamp.
Hey, John.
Got something coming up here.
Yes, I do. I don't want to be accused of cronyism here, but...
can't be cronyism.
But anyway, I'd like to take advantage of my role here at the station, however minute it is. whatever kind of pull I've got, I'm going to try to use it. I've got a person I'd like to salute. I know we don't, usually do personal things, but I got married, 34 years ago to... real wonderful woman. Her name is Cinda, and I wrote a song for her back in the early 80s before we were husband and wife, and guess what the name of it is? It's called Cinda. Anyway, this is a little instrumental kind of expressionistic impressionistic piece, whatever it is, instrumental piece. The thing, we recorded this probably, I can't remember, in the 90s, I think, sometime, and it's got a certain musical break in it that it's the waltz time is 3/4 time. I don't want to get too technical, but everybody knows waltz time. And so I thought that was a difference from the beginning of the song. But then it's still waltz time. It's like fast waltz time, which is the thing that dawned on me. Oh, it's all a waltz, basically. The first part's fast. You wouldn't think it's a waltz because you always think of waltz as being kind of slow. But the whole song is a waltz term. Kind of weird kind of waltz, I guess, but then anyway, it suits me, it suits her, I think.
A weird waltz.
That's her weird waltz. And so it's called Cinda, and Hope you all like it out in Radio Land.
Here we go. Send it.
Well, thank you. That's for the Swamp Trio there. That's me being overdubbed on bass and mandolin. And
swamp, guitar. Swamp, and swamp.
Huh? Yep. Swamp Trio there. So, but you can't
that's
get it
like
up one
three
swamp.
Swamps for one.
That's right.
Price
yeah.
of one.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. So. Excellent work. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll send that out to my wife there and happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Hope we get a few more years here.
another couple of decades. What
yeah,
the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's shoot for the big number. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one time I had a kid playing a basketball game in the ninth grade, and the other coach was they were just slaughtering our guys, and they couldn't figure out what was going on in the second half. He wouldn't take his A team out, but he was trying to hit 100. He finally reached it too, Bully for him. Yeah.
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
Back on the Father's Day trail.
Back on the Father's Day thing. Here's a guy I know nothing about.
Nothing.
His name is Sean Kennedy.
Uh-oh.
So I thought we might.
Not related.
Do you know anything about him?
No, I don't have any. There's no Sean's in my.
No Sean's out there.
No.
Okay, Sean Kennedy. Anyway. It's not Sean Connery now. It's Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy. And, we're going to do a Father's Day thing again. This is called My Father Was a Miner.
My father was a miner, as his father was before him, hacking out the anthracite from the Pennsylvania clay. He left school at 15, was down the mines at 16. At 19 he was married, and soon I was on the way. At 7 every morning, my mother made him breakfast. Then he'd walk down to the pithead with all the other men. He'd swing his old lunch bucket as she watched him from the window, wondering if this was the day that she would not see him again. His name is Jim Cunningham from Lackawanna County. Like all his childhood buddies, he toiled at digging coal, risking black lung and cave-ins and flying red-hot splinters and bleeding ruptured eardrums after fire in the hole. While crawling in a shaft one day to hew a brand new coal face, he didn't hear the timbers creak or the rumble overhead. But a hand reached in and grabbed him and pulled him from the tunnel. Just another second later and my dad would have been dead. Well, he finished out his shift. There was no time off for dying. That night he told my mother, and she began to keen and moan. She threw his supper on the table, her eyes were red with crying, saying, if you go down tomorrow, I won't be here when you come home. For a bakery here in Scranton, and once a week I help him with deliveries round the town. He lived to see us growing, and it keeps my mother happy, but sometimes I think for one more day he'd love to go back down. One morning having coffee in a nearby Dunkin' Donuts, an older man came in and sat down not too far away. My father brought me over and said, shake hands with Ray Hinckley. If it hadn't been for him, son, I would not be here today. I whispered, thank you, Mr. Hinckley, as I took his hand and shook it. My tears fell hot and heavy, so I could scarcely see. He put a big hand on my shoulder and pulled me close beside him, saying, your dad and I are miners. He'd have done the same for me. My father was a miner, as his father was before him, hacking out the anthracite from the Pennsylvania clay.
Okay, Swamp.
Think about that.
Daddy's a miner. That was good. Yeah.
That was a miner. Yeah. I made a mistake on, I was just looking here. The guy's name is Seamus. Seamus Kennedy.
Seamus Kennedy. Guy from, sound like a little Scottish brogue there.
Yeah,
maybe,
something. But it sounds Irish like he's brogue. Talking about his father being a miner in Pennsylvania, so maybe the brogue kind of hung on. I don't know.
Yeah. Really have. Yeah.
So I know nothing about the. I was hoping you being in Kennedy, you would know something.
Oh, no, but
and no information.
So you got that from Craig. Craig
passes down this stuff. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He gives me some CDs and questionable origin sometimes. But,
okay.
Pretty good one, though.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Father was a miner, but I guess he got out of the mining racket, it sounds like.
And, yeah, I think mom pretty well put an end to that. Yeah. And,
don't go down the mines anymore. He lived to go to Dunkin' Donuts. It sounded like at the end there. So.
That's the place that.
It's a happy ending. There,
dunk your donut. Yeah, there we go. All right, Swamp. We'll move right along here. Yeah. Well, summertime, Swamp.
Summertime.
We're here in the middle of June.
I believe June 21st is usually the summer solstice. Sometimes it's a day or two.
That's right. We're not quite in summer yet, but
long in there. So
yeah. Warming up.
This one called Summertime, I thought it'd be a good one to get in here. It's written by George Gershwin and somebody else, a guy named Hayward, I don't know who that is, but looking at the the album notes. This is again Steve Clark. We featured Steve earlier. He's playing banjo on this and harmonica. I guess he got paid double on this one for doing that.
Well, at least summertime and harmonica and what else?
Yeah, playing banjo.
Banjo.
Banjo
and harmonica.
And that's him playing those things. I'm playing guitar on this.
Okay.
We have a bass player, and Randy Keeling is from Pocahontas over here. He's playing mandolin. And we drafted a guy named Greg Grover, who I don't think I've seen hardly since we've done this, playing dobro on here. And we played this once upon a time. A careful listener might remember the song, but it's been a while back, so I thought we'd play it in honor of summertime. Here.
All our listeners are careful.
I think so. They probably are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even though they heard it before, it's they'll want to hear it again.
Sure, it's a goodie. It's a goodie.
Summertime. Yeah, in honor of summertime.
Good old summertime.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is the real start.
Summertime and the living is easy.
and your mama's good looking. So hush, pretty baby, don't you cry. So hush, pretty baby, don't you cry.
The good old summertime.
Summertime
swamp.
I was talking when we were playing this. I think it was from a musical called Porgy and Bess. I'm not positive. Any musical lovers out there would probably know.
They would know.
So, but I think that's where it's from. So. George Gershwin. So it's got a good summertime groove too, I think, doesn't it? So.
Yes, it does. So Father's Day, we touched on the anniversary. We touched on summertime. And the car show.
And the car show.
And the car show, which got us in.
Yeah.
With the Beatles tune here.
Big jam-packed show, yeah.
After all, George wasn't too far away from here one time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
we'll see everybody in July with a brand new homegrown program. Somewhere in the middle of July, we'll be laying one out.
All right, man.
And more great music.
Yeah, I hope to be here.
All right. Yes, me too.
Don't do it without me.
Okay. Yeah. No. Here we go.
WGEL Greenville.